Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Hope you're having a great day. Happy Thanksgiving week to you and your family. We are back at this tomorrow, and then we get a little time off for the Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be up at Flowery tomorrow bringing you the latest on the Falcons, and we have some things that we want to get to here in just a second in regards to Raheem Morris talking about the system and the game plan and Kirk Cousins and all the things that we've been discussing today. But I just want to address something in the break. We were still talking about this situation with Gainesville High School and 35 players suspended. And Day-Day, I just want you to repeat what one, because now we've gotten numerous officials and folks who've done this calling and texting and giving us more background, because I think it's the dumbest thing to have officials on the field and for them to not be able to interact. And you just said, because we had a gentleman, his name was Bobby, early in the show, he said, look, guys, that's what we're taught. We're taught if something happens on the field, we back off, we pull our little notepad out, and we start taking numbers. What did the official say this comes from? This is not a state thing, right? That's what he was saying? Is this it is?
No, it's not a state thing. Yes, it's an official. So it's actually my father. My father's been officiating for, since I was in high school.
Okay.
And he said, because he saw some comments, when I posted about this on Facebook, he said he started to comment, but he was like, but basically, because I said the same thing, I took issue with the official backing out of it and, taking the two steps back and just kind of standing there. He said National Federation for Officials for High School, the rule is they are not to get involved physically. They are to step back, take names and numbers,
and just let it play out.
I have an issue with that, because if you go back and again watch the video, once the Brunswick kid rips the Gainesville player's helmet off and the Gainesville player throws his hands in the air, there's at least about 3 to 5 seconds there where an official could have immediately waved his hands like, yo, this is not cool, blow his whistle, draw attention to what's going on, let the coaches run out to the field to quickly help defuse the situation. But if you step back, as he did, now here comes number 77, bull rushing, trucking one of the other the Gainesville players, and then it gets completely out of hand.
We were saying this earlier. First off, from a liability standpoint, the ref is not wearing pads or a helmet. Okay, these guys are like
they're the ones more likely to get hurt.
At this level, these guys are Division I NFL size players, for crying out loud. That's just ridiculous. Let's have some let the authority be the authority and stop this from getting out of hand. That's something the Georgia High School Sports Authority needs to revisit.
I agree. In these situations, in this particular situation where it should be de-escalate, and I think it's dumb. Here's my bigger thing.
Is the ref Chuck Norris? He's going to start throwing these guys around? I mean, give me a break.
Well, Mike, and if you're not out there to de-escalate situations like this, let's just get refs off the field. This is a gladiator match. Just let guys throw each other around and punch and do whatever they need to do. Why are you guys out there? Oh, to throw a flag? When you have situations like this where tempers flare, it happens. It's sports, man. We're competitive. This is where you jump in. And so to not be able to do that, and again, I'm not blaming the men or women out there who are officials who are like, look, we're just doing what we're told. I just think it's a dumb rule. This is why this crap happens. It should not have. If the rule was in place to say, hey, if you see something popping off like this and it's dangerous and you could have a melee, because I got to tell you guys something. In some communities, that might have led to dads and fans
yes.
coming out of the stands.
And other
and
things.
Then you got a real problem.
Right.
Okay?
That's why, you know, we said earlier, I mean, you and the game was getting chippy. One team was getting smoked. The game went one way in the third quarter. It's got away from them. The ref is that's something in time immemorial. Get the coaches together. Hey, you know, this is what we're going. And then the ref can also say, and again, you'll get sued for that too. You guys keep playing chippy like this. The fourth quarter is going to be 5 minutes.
Well, suspend me, Mike.
You know,
do your job. Like that's my issue. But what they're telling us, and so before I wanted to go in on this, I wanted to be accurate and thank your dad for calling and thanks for all the other officials who called in today and hit us up. It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Change that rule. Change it. It's dumb. With that said, we'll get back to this. We're also going to talk some college football because big news, there is a hiring in college football. No, it is not who you think, but it does take a candidate off the table that we've talked a lot about. All right, Mike, Raheem Morris talking about what's going on with our offense. So many people reacting to our pre-show today where Oren said, hey, coach said something last night on the coach's show where and we were both scratching our heads. And we're like, okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean our other quarterback is not comfortable? Ra said that the system for building game plans, they took into Kirk Cousins' input. Mm-hmm. The reason why this is important is because are they not taking the input of Michael Penix and saying, hey, this works or this is what I think we should be doing? And the reason they're probably not, Mike, is because – we haven't seen him do that.
Well, how come, you know, did you take his input last year or did you, Zach Robinson, my way or the highway? You're going to be in the pistol all season.
It looked like they were running the same stuff.
I mean, Kirk was successful. He had, it was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week twice last year. Those big wins against Tampa. Then he got injured, wasn't the same. But Zach Robinson, where's the flexibility? Where, as I say, I've used that phrase, imagination, some flexibility. We have seen some things which are good, but they never seem, Carl, to get back to it. The predictability that we heard a Kurt Warner talk about. We heard Dan Orlovsky talk about. Drew Brees was saying, wow, Falcons look like a different team when they're under center. So why didn't you start to get Michael Penix ready for that? Carl, I know he was under center in Washington. Film exists of him doing that as a Husky.
For sure, for sure.
So why didn't you ramp that up when he was a rookie? And we'll ask Raheem Morris about this tomorrow. Why didn't you have him at least start the first half of the first two, if not three, preseason games to get more reps? Why did it take so long to get Zach Robinson down out of the box and on the sideline? Yeah. It took a humiliating defeat against Carolina when Michael started to wobble. His footwork was bad. Look, Mike's also got to be more accurate. Mike's also making a lot of mistakes. But you got to put him in a place where he can succeed. And then you go back to – so now my sense, my spidey sense here, Carl, is, hey, season's up. We're looking – we may get fired here. If Kurt wants to be under center, Kurt's under center. We'll bring an extra tight end in, protect him, and let's go. And then with the play action, he gets Darnell Mooney involved. Darnell Mooney's been missing in action. 50-yard, beautiful play.
What's up, Darnell?
Best-looking pass play of the season for the Falcons.
No doubt.
Right? And a bunch of nobodies, with all due respect to DS5 and the other dudes.
And by the way, one of our good friends said, hey, you know – Zach is speaking tomorrow. He does normally on Wednesdays. You know what? I'd love to have Zach on our show. I mean, we're on 5 days a week. You know, I mean, I'd love to have Zach. Is that asking too much since somebody put that out there? I'm just saying, it'd be nice to have the offensive coordinator jump on every now and then. Am I asking for too much?
Well, we used to have the coordinators on. That was something we used to do.
Okay,
that
so
was
a thing. I just want to put that
there
out
was,
there. I will love to show up, Mike, and ask Zach questions. But you know what? We've been on all year. It'd be nice to have the offensive coordinator on our show.
But again, why now in the under center, which sets up, you got great running backs. The play action showed you. Michael Penix Jr. needs to have those DBs, those safeties, those linebackers frozen for a half a second through play action. It's something that's got to be in his repertoire. They have got to get there. And that's why I asked the question. Jimmy Lake was not qualified for this job. And maybe Zach Robinson isn't either to work with a young quarterback. And it gets back to the whole thing in the first place. You start off by ticking off Cousins by drafting Penix. Now, once he got hurt, that's out of the toothpaste, out of the tube. But then he goes and tells the stuff where I'm not healthy. Oh, no, I was hurt. All this stuff. Then you brought this up earlier. Shouldn't they have just started Kirk Cousins to start the season if Penix is clearly not ready? Who's doing the evaluations? How do we get so far down this road where we lost winnable games with a great defense you're talking about, where all you needed was basic quarterback play to win?
Yeah, and please hear me. I know some people have been like, man, Dukes, you're tripping. You're blaming Penix. I'm not. If you heard me earlier, I can't. He should be leaning in and on the folks who have been around this league and have experience to say, what should we be doing? What do you think the best formations are? What do you need me under center? Let's do. Do you guys think Michael Penix is like puffing out his chest going, I ain't doing that?
No, I can't imagine that. Can't imagine that.
That's not what's going on
here. Everything we've talked to him about and we talked to other teammates about, in no way is that Michael Penix saying, I can't.
That's not what he's doing.
But here's, how does his coaching staff maximize his skill set? They just said, Reem, play the soundbite again, Oren. You do what the quarterback can do. So basically, Michael Penix Jr. is incapable of being under center for the majority of the snaps.
It's frustrating. Only because if we were doing these things earlier, maybe the offense would have been more fluid, scoring more points, being better on third down, all the things that have hampered our team. Here is Rob, by the way, talking about the system for building game plans and how they listen to Kurt and his input. I love this soundbite. I love this soundbite, Atlanta, because Michael Penix isn't doing that. That stuff should be coming from the offensive coordinator. Mike, this is what I'm seeing. This is why I think we should be running. That is 14 years of being in the NFL. He's not doing that. But what you just heard is Ross said, well, he doesn't come in and tell us what he wants to do. Yes, he does. Come on. Yes, he does. But he comes in, Mike, right, and says, I get it. Here's the game plan. Here are the plays that we're thinking about running, and this is how they're going to line up against us, and this is where that experience comes into play, and he's saying we leaned on it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I mean, we talked about this, if you missed it yesterday. Do you think that they got so irked by the way Kirk first said he was fine, and then what he did at the Super Bowl week, do you think that pissed off Arthur Blank and the coaching
staff
to the point where there's now we decided we're pivoting to Michael Penix Jr., knowing damn well you're paying Kirk Cousins all this guaranteed money, you know, that's not coming off the books. It's right. A big cap hit. And so, but this goes to me, guys, as a Falcon fan, this is why guys just say, I'm done with this team, because you run this thing like a Mickey Mouse soap opera. You drafted a quarterback that you shouldn't have drafted. You signed a guy, either one or the freaking other, and you get to work with a rookie quarterback and you take your lumps with him and he learns. You know, one or the other. You don't do what we did. And then you screw it up seven ways to Sunday. You screwed it up last year because you weren't too ready to get Penix in there. Maybe now we know why they waited so long to get Penix in. They didn't have confidence in him. They'll never go on record and say that. But you just let the cat out of the bag.
Well, he wasn't ready, Mike. I mean, I think that's obvious. And they were hoping, again, that he can learn on the job. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But now the coaching staff's about to get fired or feeling, you know, hey, we're in trouble. Whatever Kirk wants, Kirk gets. Go ahead. Get out there, Kirk. Save our season. It's like Jimmy Johnson in the old days. We're going to run the football until they couldn't. Dan Marino, get out there and do something. That's what it feels like.
Let me hear Ra talk about why the offense changed with Cousins. This was from, again, the coach's show.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why don't you do it with Michael? Oh, my goodness. 404-726-0929. All right, guys. College football front and center tonight. CFP rankings. And who just got a job that a lot of people were saying one of our guys might get it? No, he didn't. We'll tell you about that and more. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.